Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's not like I can make up any excuses like, oh, they're hanging out with their friends. Like, they ain't doing shit.
They ain't doing shit. No. No, I know. I feel that. Like, you know, like, everyone's true color show in quarantine.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with one of my virtual besties, Anna Grace.
Woo! Oh, what's up, girl? I'm so happy to be here. This like literally gave me something so to look forward to this week. You have no idea. You're like, do you want to do a podcast? I was like, yes, please, when? I'm available. I'm so available. I wish you were in person.
I know. Same. I love how you just like made it work. Like it wasn't even, I feel like most people are like, like I don't have the equipment, but like Anna Grace like made it work.
I was like, I can figure it out. We're going to whip it up. She like told me how she did it. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but I have friends that know what that means. I'll figure it out.
Literally. She was so, I don't know, way to go with the flow.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Well, anything for my girl.
Anyway.
I got you.
I feel like we should briefly tell the story about like how we met or like got connected in the first place, because I literally was obsessed with you.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I still am.
Well, I'm obviously still obsessed with you. And actually, it's funny. Well, from my perspective, you can tell your perspective too. But I just remember TK commented on one of my photos and she was like, can we be BFFs? And then I like went, and it's actually really funny because I'm really bad about like actually not looking back at my comments. I kind of just like post and like just keep posting. And I never like look back. And I was like, who's this girl? She looks so cute and fun. And then we had a mutual friend, Haley West, who was like, oh my gosh, guys are like kindred spirits. Like y'all actually would be best friends. And I was like, actually, yeah, let's be best friends. And so then like later, and I was friends with Haley Ringo also, and my friend Sarah, and we were just kind of like, let's go to LA. Like, it'll be fun. And we had some other contacts and like things that we wanted to do out there. And we just like all met up and here we are. The rest is history.
Yeah.
So I think that Haley Ringo actually, while I was recording a Juicy Pod with her, I'm pretty sure that she showed me you and she was like, dude, you have to follow this girl. Like, you are literally her. Like, anytime she pops up, like, I literally think of you. Like,
I know. I saw your Coachella pics and I was like, yes, we are one.
I feel like when people like normally say that, like, obviously I look into it, but like you, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so excited because I love when I find someone new to stalk.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, to be like invested in.
Yes. Like, I'm
so
invested.
I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for this. So then I became invested and I saw that you had a mutual friend with Haley West. So I think I probably like texted or DM'd Haley and I was like, oh my God, who's this girl? Like, I need to be friends with her. Like, she's so cool. Like, do you know her? Is she cool? Just because most people, like, I feel like on the internet are,
oh,
like,
you never know.
They're not as cool. And
totally.
Saying, yeah.
Oh, I've met some people that I'm like, damn, you really let me down.
I know. So many times I like, it's, everyone says like, don't meet your idols or like, don't never work for your idol or stuff like that. Because it's like, it's the worst because obviously you idolize them in your head, but like literally I met you and I was like, yes, she's awesome.
That's how I feel about you. We're even better in person.
I know. Right. So yeah. So I just like honestly was stalking you and I was obsessed with like all the fits and everything. Like I even went, you're not even like a YouTube person. Like I watched your YouTube videos. Like, that's,
I know, my YouTubes are so old, but thank you. I love you for doing that.
But like I literally binged them and I was like, yes, like I have one last video to watch, you know what I mean?
It's like,
and I was like invested in the whole San
I'm like
Fran.
I like have brown hair. Oh no, my no. God, the San Fran vlog, that one was wild.
Go watch that vlog, it was crazy. But anyway, yeah, I just like instantly became obsessed. I could like tell through your Instagram that you, because you like talk on stories a lot, which I feel like that's when you know someone's like has a chill personality, when they talk on stories and don't just post boomerangs because they like are fun.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Because I feel like people that aren't fun, like just like post a boomerang.
Yeah. They're like cute. Cheers.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like a cheers boomerang. Like,
which, I love a good cheers boom, but like,
yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. No hate. Yeah. No hate. But like, so I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to meet her. So you ended up coming and visiting LA, mm-hmm. and we ended up meeting in real life. This is the best thing ever. Her and Sarah, owner of Raw and Rebellious.
Raw and Rebellious. Shout out. Soon. Can't wait.
Yeah. Shout out. Like literally one of my favorite companies ever. Anyway, they came out, stayed with me for a night. It was
TK
so fun.
Took us in. We were like on the street.
But I'm very excited because hopefully when all of this madness is over, I want to come visit Nashville.
I would die. I would love that. You guys are always welcome.
Especially now that you have a puppy. Like, oh my gosh.
I know. I have a puppy. I'm like, I got a pull-out bed. You could bring whoever. I got a lot of space.
Please. Okay. Tell me a little bit about, just so for people that don't know.
Okay.
Tell me about who you are. Okay. What's your brand about? Like how you got started in the influencer community.
Totally.
And then we'll talk about the puppy.
Okay, cool. I'll try to give you like really abridged version. So I went to college at University of Arkansas. It was super random. At the time, I was working at a boutique and I was the director of marketing and sales at the boutique. By the time I graduated, I started as like a sales associate person and I was doing.
And you're from?
I'm
where
from
are you
Memphis
from?
Originally. Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. And then you went to Arkansas.
I went to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Which it. I really just went, honestly, because my sister went. It was kind of a random. I didn't do fashion. I was a journalism major. I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
Were you a good student? Like, were you into school or was it not really?
No, no. I mean, I struggled a lot because I have a lot of like learning disabilities. Actually, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I have a hearing. It's called an auditory processing problem. And I have eight.
Really?
Yep. So it's like I actually am like slightly hearing impaired. Which, so like a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I'm like looking at them. I'm all, like, I have to, if you're like behind me or something, it's when it's bad. It's not like a real issue, but I talk really loudly with my hands. I'm very like expressive, but that's sort of like a me thing. That's like how I need people to talk to me.
Got it.
Like, I'm obviously like ADD, ADHD, like school was just hard for me and I'm such a creative and I just am constantly doing, I'm moving very fast. So school was, no, it was not my thing.
You are like literally, even just by looking at your Instagram, it's like, oh my God, this girl's so creative.
Oh,
like, you
thank
can just
you.
Tell.
I appreciate you. That's so sweet. Yeah. But I feel like I'm always, it's like, it's a blessing because I can come up with so many ideas, but I don't like, I'm like, I just do them and I just move. Like I've learned now to, I've had to hire people to like kind of clean up and tie up the ends behind me. Cause I'm like, oh, we're on to the next one. We're on to the next one, you know? But so that's kind of, school was, I was all over the place, but yeah, I was the director of marketing sales there. It was the first time, it was in 2014, 15 that they were like, we want you to do some blogger outreach. And I was like, blogger outreach, what is that? I don't think they were, we were calling them influencers. We were saying like fashion bloggers. And they were like the most beautiful Southern Belle mommy bloggers I'd ever seen. Like, you know, the OGs, like the OGs.
So you were working for a boutique and they were like, hey, can you reach out to these bloggers? Yeah. And then you had to like, what'd you have
like,
to do with
I
that?
Had to like contact them to send them clothes from our boutique. That was like my job, was to connect with them. And then I remembered, like, I reached out to this one girl, I'll never forget it. And she replied back and she was like, hey girl, oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause the boutique was really cool. It was like a little edgier for Arkansas at the time. Like Arkansas was like,
okay,
definitely blogging hit us last. Like I had never even heard of it. I was like, what is a blog?
Yeah.
And she was like, hey girl, I love the clothes. Oh my gosh. But it'll be like, I don't know, a couple $100 for a post. And I was like, what the hell? Like, we're going to send her clothes and we got to pay her to wear them? Free clothes? Yeah. Like, what? I remember thinking that was crazy. And my boss was like, yeah, that's kind of how it works. Like, they have all these followers. And I was like, how do I get into that? I can do
that's
that.
That's so crazy that you learned it from, like, that side.
Literally,
you know?
Yeah, I was on the other side. So now I was like, and of course I'm like, oh, that sounds so cool and easy. Yeah, I want to start a blog. So right as I was graduating, I was like, I'm going to start a blog. This is going to be so fun.
And so how old were you?
I was 21. It was May of 2015. So almost exactly 5 years ago.
Okay.
Today. Yeah. Is that right? 2020? Yeah. So anyways, I was like, this will be so fun. And like, I'll just post cute pictures. Oh, woof. Had no idea what I was getting myself into. Had no idea how hard breaking into the world of Instagram was. And anyone can do it, but it's a lot of work. It's a grind. And you're not going to make money right off the bat. Like I thought, like these women that I was reaching out to, I was like, oh, cool. They're charging people for posts. Dope. I'm going to do that. Yeah. You know? Anyway, so fast forward, I worked a lot of really crappy jobs in between. I worked at a law firm. I was like working 60 hours a week, trying to do my blog, trying to do this. I did get a cool job working with Free People in Urban. I did their social media over the Southeast District. So that's when I was really into styling.
That's awesome.
They would do like a concept rollout and I would oversee it and then like conceptualize it and pull all the pieces and like style them.
How'd you get that job?
I started out working in the store in Memphis, the Free People store. And then corporate was like bringing on like a team to like do everything by region. Since then, Free People has consolidated. Do you remember when they used to have like Free People Nashville, Free People Atlanta? Like they used to have a bunch of Free People accounts. They underwent a consolidation, which kind of dissolved my position because they couldn't control the branding. And so once my position was dissolved, I was like, okay, well, this sucks. So I ended up being a fashion editor magazine, got randomly summoned to Nashville one weekend, had no like connection to Nashville, had never been to Nashville because I was living all
the... Wait, so question.
Yeah.
Pause before you go. When you were working at Free People, where were you living?
I was living in Memphis. So like we were like, we would go on like conference calls and do like...
It was like a remote team,
but I still like worked
out. So you moved back to Memphis after
college. Yes, sorry. Yes.
Copy.
And so I moved back to Memphis, was there after the Free People job, was the fashion editor at the For Memphis magazine, which is like the only major magazine in Memphis. And great job. Loved it. It was the only problem was they were like, Anna Grace, you are awesome. We love you. The problem is our market is like a, you know, 40 middle-aged suburban house mom. And I'm like, well, like, what is she wearing? Cause like this, what? Like, I was like, are you telling me you don't like my artwork? Cause that's basically what you're saying. And I was literally like, I would drive to every boutique in the city. I would pull the looks. I would style the looks. I would steam the night before. I'd have them on the racks. I would go, I would shoot them. I was the photographer. Like I was like a one woman show. And then they'd be like, see, you're doing great. And I'm like, you're not going to tell me you don't like this. Cause no one else is helping me. And I'm also not a 40-year-old mom, you know? So like, that's the disconnect.
Yeah.
So I got randomly called to do a shoot in Nashville, drove up one weekend, brought like all my own clothes, labeled everything, like try to make it look so legit. It was like stuff I'd found from thrift stores and vintage stores. That was another thing I did on the side. I would go to thrift stores, buy things and flip them, kind of like Nasty Gal did in the beginning before.
No way.
Before like the Nasty Gal series.
So wait, where did you sell them?
On my website. I would auction them on Instagram. Yeah, just all my personal pages and stuff. Like vintage fur coats. I was just a dabbler. I was just always doing something. And I loved thrifting. It's like thrifting to this day is like my, like, it's a stress relief for me. I love it. Me and a thrifted this kind of like that's random cool stuff. But anyways, So I went to Nashville. I had all this like random kind of like junk that I like threw together and made it look a little pizzazz, like a bunch of jewelry, tried to make it look legit, did the shoot. I had no idea what I was doing. And they were like, you crushed it. Like, this is awesome. We loved it. I went back home that weekend. And I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm moving to Nashville. Had never been.
Stop.
They were like, wait, what? Like, this is, I had been out of college for 2 years at this point. I was like, I'm moving to Nashville. And I literally like did a massive, I had a decent following at this point. I had like 25,000 followers, maybe, like wasn't.
Wait, so how? Okay. I have to pause you.
Yeah.
We will literally talk a million miles a second. I love
sorry.
It.
Sorry. I know. I'm trying to like get through this story.
No, I love it. It's an evolution. You literally remind me so much of my family friend from back home. It's
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So do you... How did you gain a following?
So, like, I'm the type of person, like, when I commit to something, I am, like, 100% in. And I did. Like, right when I graduated, May 2015, I started a blog. And, like, I was like, I will get blog posts up every week. I was doing, like, multiple blog posts a week. And I was posting on Instagram, like, literally every day. Like, when I was at the law firm, I would get up at 5 a.m., put together an outfit, go to the law firm, get a 45-minute window. I would clock out. My dad would clock out of his job downtown and come take my photos. And then we would go back to work and I had to put my pantsuit back on. So like the whole time I was working all these other odd jobs, like, I don't know how I was that motivated to be that dedicated to Instagram because I made $0 for 3 years. There was never money or really even free product. I was just thrifting stuff. Like, I was like, my parents were like, if you think we're going to buy any clothes, you are out of your damn mind. Like, we are not, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just like wheeling and dealing. And then when I worked for Free People, that was dope because they would let me pull clothes and shoot them for my page because Because like that was just good PR for them. And I, when I started Instagram, I mean, I literally had like, I got an Instagram like right when it came out. Like I had like 1,000 followers when I graduated college. Like I didn't have like, I feel like now normal college people have like 5,000 just for like being a cute college girl. Like it wasn't.
I feel like if you're a hot girl, you have like 5 to 10K. If you're like normal, you have like 2K.
Yeah. Like it wasn't even that time. It wasn't even that, that error. 2K, you know? Yeah. I was like. Yeah. It was new. I was like, what is this? A filtering app. Oh, cool. No, it's Instagram. Like, I thought you was just like, like you'd put filters on it. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was posting every day at the law firm. Those pictures are so cringe. Like, I look back and I'm like, woof. I don't know how we recovered from that.
Like, they were you determined?
I was.
Were you, like, determined to gain followers? Like, was that your thing?
You know, no, it wasn't that I was like, I wanted followers. It was just, I always like loved clothing and fashion and like being in thrift stores and like taking things that were unexpected and scrubby and like making them cohesive.
So you got a high from like the final like content. Like,
yeah.
Piece.
Like I love cohesion, like pulling weird, random stuff together and making it work, you know?
Making it work. Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing. Like anytime I go on shoots, like I would love that. Like they'd be like, okay, the skirt isn't really working. And I'm like, okay, well, we're just going to like cut it and we're going to flip it and we're gonna zip it and put a scrunchie in the back and we're gonna make it into a tube top, like, you know, like I was always like, no, we're gonna make this work, like, and for me that's like that, like I still do that stuff kind of to this day, like it's like the, like I don't know, I just like to make anything work, like that's the end result for sure, or like finding random stuff that it's unexpected and people are like, wait, that's cool, I like that, and I'm like, yeah girl, like Walmart or something, like the unexpected.
Got it. So you were building this following and then you were like, oh my gosh, I'm going to move to Nashville. And what was your intention with moving to Nashville?
So that was like a, let me just tell you, that was a very impulsive, like I think that I just always, and that was the part of me that came in that was like a wardrobe stylist. Like even if like I was styling myself or styling, like I was very focused on that concept that like I am a stylist. I'm not like a, and I'm not knocking people that do this on Instagram, but I'm not someone that's going to be on Instagram and is like thotty wearing a bikini and like follow me. Like I'm like, no, I'm gonna like put stuff together and like make things, and like for me it's like art, you know, like it's like I want there to be like an image and like a thought, or like a damn, I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's like kind of cool, and like I kind of freak with it, like I don't know,
it's not about like looking hot.
Yeah, and like looking hot and being sexy is cool, but like that's not like what I want people to go to my page and think something else, you know, like
got it,
okay, this is fun and like funky and I like it, it's weird but I like it, you know. So I think when I was like, that was the part of this being the stylist and going to Nashville and like being a stylist, because like everyone here is like a musician and everyone here that does country or is an artist or something, but they all want to, they all don't all want to look like a country artist. They all want to like do something different. And like in Memphis, they wanted me to look one certain way to fit this one person.
Yeah.
But in Nashville, like everyone was like, we want more and we want this to be different. We want this to be bold and to stand out. And like, this is a music video and this is crazy and wild. And like, that's like what, you know, I was good at doing. So I think that was what drew me to Nashville, you know, in the first place. And then when I got here, honestly, everything kind of evolved. Cause now I've been here almost exactly 2 years. Like a month ago, it was my two year anniversary. Whoop, whoop. Being in Nashville.
Whoop, whoop.
And I mean, it's like everything has changed tenfold. Like I was totally like came here with the intent of being a stylist. And then now I'm just like full blown a Instagram content creator. Like I still do styling. And I did style shoots, like a lot of just random, all kinds of shoots. I did virtual styling. I've done all kinds of just random odd jobs, but I loved it. Cause I feel like now I could honestly do like kind of any scope of work. But at the end of the day, like it's most fun for me to like create looks for people that like follow me, I guess.
Yeah, completely. What was your first brand deal?
Oh, that's a good question. Shoot. 2 years ago, what would have been my first brand deal? Like a big one or like a...
Yeah, maybe just your first big one that you like really remember. You were like, holy shit, this is happening.
Well, I remember like some that I was like really excited about, that like the first time Forever 21 contacted me, because I just love Forever 21. They don't do
stop.
Like,
they
yeah, they don't
they
do like cute.
You?
Yeah, they no, and they did, and I've worked with them. Like the first, some of my first ones were like all like Windsor, Forever 21. Like I remember. It was really cool when Revolve contacted me, but those are ones that are just like fun little like one-offs. Some of my like big like partnerships, like I got a big tequila partnership and I was like, hell yeah, I've made it. I love
this. Yeah, that's
this.
So
like,
cool.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Who was the partnership with?
What's tequila? Dolce Vita?
Yeah.
crystal.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And I was just like, wait, this is really cool. I can like work with like a big alcohol company. Like that was like a long-term one that I did that was like really fun and cool.
Yeah.
But then there were some that were just like dream brands that like I had been tagging and shopping forever. And they're like, oh girl, we'll send you whatever you want. And I was like, oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I feel like when you have like an appreciation, like all I used to like save up was my money, like growing up for clothes.
Oh, same.
And I would like only save it up to go to like literally Forever 21 so that I could buy as much as I could with the money that I had.
You're like, I'm getting more bang for my buck.
The fact that someone like to this day when people DM and they're like, hey, would you want us to send you like whatever? I'm like, what? Like that's mind-boggling.
It's really crazy. And sometimes I don't even take advantage of it. Like sometimes I'm like, I'm shopping and I'm like, I could probably like reach out to them and collab. Like sometimes I'm like, wait, what?
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
What? This is crazy.
Even like, I feel like when like, for instance, I remember when Revolve, when that happened for me too, I was like, whoa, because that's like, I feel like the most elite.
Yes.
Like blogger, whatever. So whenever I was in contact with them, I remember like they gave me my credit or whatever. And they're like, yeah, pick it out, whatever you want from this link or whatever. So I go and I'm shopping and I'm like, I literally like, I felt like a little kid. Like when I would go through every single page and like
every single item
what I want, and then like narrow it down. Like that's literally to this day, like what I do, because I still geek out about it.
No, I know. It's so exciting and it's so cool. Like it, even my assistant would be like, do you want me to just reach out to them? And I'm like, damn, I guess you're right. We probably could. Like sometimes I still think that I'm like, they might say no. Like, even though I know that's not the case, I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess I could ask for this. Wow, okay, cool. Like,
yeah. So what is like your favorite part of your job, and then what's maybe something that you didn't expect that's like not so great about your job?
Okay, let's see. My favorite part, and I think I say this too, like every morning in like a prayer, I'm like, I wake up and I thank God that every single day I get to like do kind of whatever I want to do and create whatever I want to do. And I'm like, I'm going to make something. And like, that's why I really genuinely do feel like I try to like steadily put out content, even if it's just like an IG story or like added value in like random places. Cause I'm like, this is awesome. I'm not going to like sit back and like rest on my laurel. You know what I'm trying to say? What is it? Laurels? Rest on your laurel? Yeah. Is that the, I don't know why I can't say that word.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just like sit around, cause I'm like, no, this is so cool. Like,
and it's like first things to happen.
Yeah. Like, this is so cool that I get to like create whatever I want, whether it's like a TikTok or like an outfit change, or like, I love doing those like little quick change things. Like I just
you should literally pop off with styling TikToks. I've been meaning to tell you that.
I know. That's what has been on my assistant and I agenda like as of late. But this quarantine is like a little difficult because like, I haven't been able to get a lot of stuff in.
No, sis. You literally, I'm not kidding. I want you to like make a TikTok where you, I've been meaning to send you an audio message. By the way, Anna Grace and I always send each other audio messages. Like, there's no other form of communication.
There's really
audio
not.
Message or GTFO. But anyway, like, I think you should literally be like white t-shirt and like, this is the shit that does well on TikTok. Either like mom jeans and then be like five ways to style mom jeans. And then like do that. And then like do the white t-shirt and then like do like try different things or like be like five ways to style your formal dress.
Yes.
Like stuff like that. Like that stuff would pop off.
I know. I was just thinking how like there's not like a huge fashion market. I don't think on TikTok
or
right
like
now.
Five like festival looks.
Oh, I'm so sad that
you
we're
know
not
what I mean? I know we should be at Coachella on the fields right now, but yeah. How weird is it? I will say it's Thursday. It's a Thursday night. Twas the night before Coachella, before No Chella. And tomorrow we were supposed to be like literally on the fields and it's supposed to rain in Palm Springs,
which is bizarre.
Like, that's so weird.
You know, I think October is going to be a blessing in disguise.
I know. Everything happens for a reason. Everyone stay at home. We're going to get through this.
Yeah,
but
we are. Hoorah, baby. Hoorah.
Yeah, I know. But I really think that you should make
styling TikToks.
TikToks.
I'm going to make that like top priority this week. I'm going to say TK inspired.
Because I'm not kidding, like, literally my favorite YouTube videos are the ones where you, like, show people how to style. Like, even, like, a 1 minute, like, how I styled this outfit.
Yes.
Like, oh my god, I would be all about that.
Okay, I'm on it.
Like, when Tezza does her, like, styling, kind of, like, fashion-y TikToks, have you ever seen hers?
Uh-uh. I follow her, too, but sometimes I don't see all of her stuff.
Her TikToks, her styling TikToks, or they're not really, like, styling. They're more just, like, fashion, like... It's like quick to the music.
Yeah.
Like I think you should almost talk in yours, but hers are really cool.
Yeah. I'm good at like fast talking fast. Like that's what I like about TikTok. Little clippets.
Yeah. Same. That's how my brain works. Yeah. I really think that you could like actually pop off because there's no one doing that.
I'm like, I'm excited. I've been getting into TikTok lately. I've been doing like a TikTok challenge or at least make a couple a week. And like, some of my random styling ones are like super simple and dumb. They've got like over 100,000 views. I'm like, what?
Exactly. Even like you could be like frat party outfit, like how to style a outfit for a frat party. Like I would be so into that.
I know.
Or like game day outfit.
Yes. And it's so funny that you say that too, because I do stuff like that. That's like catered towards college girls. Like I do have a lot of college girls that follow me and like every once in a while I'll meet some and they're like, oh my gosh, like we love you. And I'm like, they're always like, I know they're always like shocked when I tell them, I'm like, y'all, you know, I'm 26. Like I'm like kind of old and like way out of college. And I was like, no, oh my God, I had no idea. You're so fun though. And I'm like,
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
But that's I'm saying. I'm like, old. It's fine.
No, I'm serious. Like for real, even like quarantine outfits or like how to make quarantine outfits look cute or like, I don't know, things like that. I feel like would really pop off.
Okay. I'm on it. I love it. Quarantine outfits. What's my next one?
So speaking of quarantine, do you have a quarantine fling?
It's like it's too early to tell, but
what?
It's like,
oh my God, give me the deets.
I'm like, I doubt he'll ever listen to this podcast. Me. I shouldn't have never said that, but I actually did. It's kind of funny. I went into quarantine being like, I always was like, you guys, I'm either going to get a dog or a boyfriend and nothing in between. But I did actually have one of my friends that was quarantined with her boyfriend out in LA or not LA, San Clemente. You might know Sayla. Do you know Sayla?
Oh, I know her from your vlog.
Yeah, she was like, you totally. Oh yeah, the vlog. She's like, I met this guy the other night and I totally want to set you guys up. Like she was telling both of us this, like very blatantly. So she's like, you need to go follow him on Instagram. And that's when it was like the weird, like we were liking each other's photos. I'm like, what is this weird quarantine dichotomy where it's like everyone's yeah, just on it. Their phones. So
you got a lot of time to like scroll.
To stalk. Yeah. So yeah. There's definitely been like, you know, people just trying to probe, just trying to move me around a little, but I'm here for it always.
Got it. Can you kind of explain your type? Because I think your type's like the funniest thing ever.
My type is like I call him just like a daddy or a zaddy with a Z if you want. Like I love like a big gigantic man, like a huge burly dude. Like, and I'm like 5'3".
She loves like a beard.
Like
don't
I love,
you love like
big, yes, yeah, like a big, like I love
like a lumberjack vibe.
Yes, like just like a manly man, like burly. Like you're like that guy's a dude. And like, but he, oh, but I'm the dead. Word that I like to use is like swaggy. You know, like they gotta have a little
what?
Swaggy. Like they gotta have a little swagger. Okay. Like they could almost be like they're like in a flat bill or like just like a little bit, not like hood, that's not the word, but just like a little bit of like they could maybe be like in a Converse or like they're just like a little zing.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? A little swag, like they okay, might have so a chain, like a, not like a crazy blinged out one, just like a little
subtle flex.
Subtle flex.
Okay, so I have to know, are you like constantly looking at guys' outfits, or is that something you're like, I can just fix that, I'm not worried about that?
No, like, I'm not like, judge that? No, it's more of like a, like, even if it's like they're not wearing like nice things, it could be like, oh, they're wearing like kind of like a funny, like vintage shirt. Like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, they've got some swagger. Like, I can work with that. But it's like the guys got that are it. Like, that just have nothing going on, like, are still wearing a frat t-shirt. And like, we're 26. Like, come on, you know, you got to have like a little flair, a little zing.
Got it.
You know?
Okay.
Because you can really work with anything, but it's the way they carry. It's a confidence thing too.
I agree.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so let's answer some poll questions
okay, I'm
that
ready.
We've come up with
so
because
ready.
I think they're really funny. Okay, the first one is, what are your thoughts on girls sliding into DMs first?
Oh, well, okay. Funny story. I actually did it for the first time ever this past week. And I did. I pulled.
Stop.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, why? Who? Tell us.
Well, that was the one that I was saying that my friend was like, I really, really think like you would like this guy. He was totally like,
oh, so this is the guy.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like not progressed to anything worth like of noting, but like still, I was really just proud of myself for like making move. Cause I'm always the one to be like, I'm going to play it cool girl. I'm going to be a cool girl. But at the end of the day, like it's also really hard when you have a lot of followers, because then it's like there's a common misconception where like guys think guys are always sliding into your DMs, which I'm like, first of all, the only ones that are sliding in my DMs are like weird or like an unsolicited dick pic. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's inappropriate to say, but like, you know what I mean? You get like something weird and you're like, ew, gross.
It's either like, here's the thing, it's either people that I know and their version of sliding in is replying to a story, which is literally the easiest thing possible because I always have a story up,
right?
Or it's like gross, like inappropriate nastiness. But otherwise, I feel like it's really intimidating for guys to slide in seriously to like influencer people's DMs, because they just assume like, oh, they're never going to see it.
Yeah. Or like, oh, they have so much going on, or like some people are talking to them. Or like, I feel like there's a lot, whereas at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, no one that I'm interested in like is ever sliding into my DMs. And I'm getting to a point now where it's like, it gets harder to meet people as you get older. Cause like all of my closest friends are like married or like in very serious relationships. So it's not like we're all going out like the single scene. Like it's a weird time. But so anyways, I like basically knew that there was like potentially someone that was like, oh, she's like really intimidating though, but she's really cute. And like, she would never like me. And I was like, what? No, I'm going to slide in. And I did. And it worked out. I mean,
there's
been like a lot of conversation coming from it. I was just like, hey, every time I like talk to my two friends, cause like they were very obviously trying to set us up. I was like, they're always like gassing you up. So like, I just wanted to say like, hey, what's up? Hey, hello. You know?
So, cause Alicia and I were actually last night, we were listening to Pretty Basic, cause we talk about it on the episode that we recorded.
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's literally so funny.
I love watching all y'all stuff.
So last night we had like, or previously in the Pretty Basic episode, we were like, oh my gosh, like we talked about Remy so much with guys. We want to talk about Alicia. Like this week we'll DM a bunch of guys like from her account and like see if they respond.
Oh, I
and,
love like, it.
We're going to put the blue check mark to test, right?
You hell yeah.
I for love like, it. To see like how effective is this? Like, you know what I mean? Is it worth the hype? You know, et cetera, et cetera. So
what were your results? I need to know.
So last night we FaceTimed my brother, which he's like king of 307s, like knows all the.
I love. I like know. Yeah, I like totally know your brother
so
through you.
He was literally like FaceTiming, and he knows Alicia pretty well now just because of me, and he's come to visit. And so he was like saying like, oh, you should DM this guy. Oh, you should DM this guy. And he's giving us all this stuff. And he came up actually with our line, our number one line, what we were going to say, which was primarily to athletes, which was like, what's your number one quarantine snack pick? Or like, what's your, or like, you know, funny. Your number one quarantine draft pick for like snacks. And so I thought it was actually really good because it's like, it's immediate, like you have to, it's easy to respond.
Yeah. I mean? Yeah. No, I like it. It's I like it. It's catchy.
So stay tuned to see who responded because it's very juicy, but like, it's ooh. Really, I feel like I'm going to use that. on people.
Oh, you should. And honestly, like, I kind of had that realization the other day where I was like, I would catch myself posting things being like, I hope this specific person sees this and replies. Not like a thirst trap, but more of like a, it is a thirst trap, but it's not like a sexual like picture.
Oh,
it's
I
like
so
a,
do that.
You're like, yeah, oh, yeah. They're going to see this and like, be like, oh yeah, like I'll reply to that. But I'm like, this is stupid. Like at this point, especially in the quarantine, like if you want to talk to someone, just go for it. Like, just do it.
Yeah. Just YOLO.
Yeah. Because 9 times out of 10, like no guy is ever going to be like, oh God, this like really hot girl on Instagram just like DM'd me and she has a lot of followers. Like, boo, you know, like they're not going to reply like that. Especially like Alicia. Yeah. They're going to be cool. Like, okay.
Also, most of the time they're like, so I feel like just right now everyone's bored. So like anyone that DMs me, I'm happy to talk to.
Yeah. You're like, what's up?
Okay. So what do you think about girls sliding into DMs first? Do you think it's thirsty or you should go for it?
I think you should go for it, especially if there's been like interaction, some photos liked, if there's like been a recent follow. Like, I think you have like some type of validation. Or honestly, if you're just like, this guy's cute, I'm gonna slide in, shoot your shot, man. You might never see that person, so like, who cares?
I know. I think 100% go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think? Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm like, I've been on and off talking to maybe a potential quarantine fling, right?
Okay.
What's something, like, I have no excuse to DM, right? They don't post stories. I can't reply to one, blah, 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 blah. What is that in this situation? What do you say?
They don't post stories?
No, like, I feel like most guys that I'm into personally don't post stories. So it's like, how do you DM someone?
Yeah, that was like
the girls post so many more stories, so it's so much easier for guys to DM.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, that was like what I had to do because there was like no story up or anything, and that's why I just kind of like pulled the like mutual friend card. Like, oh, we like
got it.
Kind of was like, oh yeah, like we, you know, like so and so, like just wanted to say like what's up, and that's honestly all it takes.
And did he respond?
Yeah, like right away.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so yeah, 87% says go for it.
All right, Jaeger, let's go.
I love that. Okay. Are you more inclined to get a pet during quarantine? During quarantine.
Okay. So obviously, yes, I am because I mean, I've been wanting a certain type of dog for like ever, but I was actually so random, was not looking for a pet at all, was negotiating a contract with my attorney. Like for my, I'm getting new management, which I'm really excited about. That's like a different topic of conversation, but like there's not that many people I was talking to, and it was my dream dog. She's like, I have a rap artist client that just got a miniature wiener dog, and I was like, shut the front door, that is literally my dream dog. And she's like, there's one left and it's a little boy, and I wanted a boy. And I was like, I don't know, this is the quarantine crazies coming out, but I think I'm gonna do it because like I live alone too, and like I sometimes just want like a little dog or someone just to bark if there was like someone or coming into my, I don't know, just to have a little comfort.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm totally like, yesterday I got the dog and I brought it home and I was freaking out and I was like, oh my God, what did I just do? I just got a dog. He's a baby.
Stop.
But he is really cute.
Okay. So why are you obsessed with miniature wiener dogs?
I always tell people if I was a dog, I'd be a miniature wiener dog. Cause they're like really like goofy and like funny and they have really short legs and they like waddle around.
Is yours a long hair?
Yeah. And he's a mini. He's literally 4 pounds. He's only gonna be 7. Like he's like a nugget. He looks like a gopher.
Stop. And then why did you name him Banks? I think that's the cutest name ever.
Thank you. Okay, so actually he had an evolution of names. First I was gonna call him Milo, and everyone was like, everyone's dog apparently was already named Milo, and I was like, dang it. So then I was gonna name him Sir Richard Little Dicky, like after Little Dicky, because he's like a mini weenie, and I thought it was funny. But my parents were like, Andy Race,
oh, that's hilarious.
No, you're not calling the dog Little Dicky. And I was like, LD, like come on. And then I just started saying like Big Bank Take Little Bank, you know that song? Big Bank.
Yeah.
And so then I came
Big
on.
Big Bank Take Little Bank by YG.
Yes. And so then I just was like Banks, and I was gonna call him Banksy too, because like that's the artist outlaw, but I needed like I was like, he can have a little bad boy in him, but I needed like something stern to train him, so Banks.
Got it.
Even Banks. Though all I've been calling him is Chicken Nugget, I just call him Chicken Nugget. He's not gonna know what his name is, but he's so cute.
That's so cute. So are you living your best life?
Yes. I'm honestly like scared because like I've never had a pet before ever. Isn't that weird?
I want golden retriever so bad. I just can't get one right now.
Yeah, I know. I totally get it. It's if I wasn't like just now owning my own home and I live close to my family where they could take the dog when I travel. Like,
it's like a literal child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the question was, are you more inclined to get a pet during quarantine? 62% said yes.
Yep. Feel that.
It makes sense, honestly.
Here we are.
Are you more ballsy with approaching a crush during quarantine?
For sure. Like, I have had this, like, weird risk it for a biscuit mentality. I'm like, you know what? At this point, like, whatever. Like, we nothing is promised. Nothing is guaranteed coming out of this quarantine. Let's just, like... And I feel like everyone kind of has that mentality.
Also, I feel like also it's nice knowing, like, okay, if they actually don't respond, like, they don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't care, and, like, that's all I need to know. Like, it's not like I can make up any excuses, like, oh, they're hanging out with their friends. Like, they ain't doing shit.
They ain't doing shit. No. No, I know. I feel that. Like, you know, like, everyone's true color show in quarantine.
Exactly. So 54% actually said that they are not being as ballsy, but still 46% said yes.
Okay. I'm in that 46 percentile.
Yeah, same. Are you spending or saving more during quarantine?
Well, I've been spending more, but also on the flip side, not like traveling, not doing Coachella, not doing all these things that I saved a lot of money. But I've been spending more because, like, I bought a dog and now I'm buying dog toys and I gotta take them to the vet and, like, random stuff. And I feel like, too, there's, like, I've ordered something on Amazon, like, every day that I'm like, oh, I need that. Even if it's, like, a household item. But I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to the grocery store. And the next thing you know, I've slipped a few more things into my cart and then I've just, like, spent a random $100 on Amazon. Like, you know what I mean? It's, like, little things like that. I'm like, oops.
Got it. I feel like I'm actually saving more, but I think it's just because, like, the way I spend is mainly through, like, experiences. So, like, Ubers, like, that stuff, and, like, food, like,
going out to drinks,
like, going out, yeah, drinks, and, like, all of that. I feel like I'm such a spender with, like, I don't have as much of, like, I feel like with, like, online shopping and stuff, I can, like, reel it in. So, 70% said they're saving more.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's quite a bit. Are you easily influenced during quarantine?
I feel like I have been. I feel like I've just been, like, on my phone a lot more and, like, seeing a lot more. And I feel like, too, I've really been intrigued with, like, some influencers that have, like, really pumped out, like, just, like, interesting content, like, way different than what they normally do because we are in quarantine, you know? Like, people are having to get more creative with, like, just what they have, which I like.
Who are you, like, really paying attention to right now? Like, who do you think is killing it right now?
I feel like, I don't know if I can give you, like, one specific, like, name, because I feel like, but kind of collectively, I've seen a lot of influencers. Like, I know a lot of people are knocking it. They're like, we get it. You have a TikTok. Like, if you put a TikTok onto your Instagram feed, like, TikToks, I've heard a lot of people say, like, TikToks need to stay on TikToks. I, like, actually have, like, such an opposite. I think it's been so cool to see people that I've only ever seen on Instagram, like, having personalities. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, I've never really, like, I only see beautiful photos of them, a really cool style. But, like, then you see this other side of, like, them with their family or their significant other. And, like, I've been seeing a lot, like, more of people, and that's what's been cool.
Totally agree.
Like, the people that have just been, like, showing more of their, like, true selves. I'm like, oh, wait, this is cool. Okay. I like it. Yeah,
completely. I feel like the same. Like, I love seeing, like, people get really creative with their content because, like, you can't just, like, look hot and pose in front of a cool wall, like, in, like, Silver Lake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you gotta,
you,
like...
You really have to get creative. So it's, like, showing people's, like, real personality, which I love that.
Same. I agree with that.
I feel like I'm easily influenced, and 57% agrees.
Mm-hmm.
43% said no. Have you used this time to self-reflect?
Oh, yes. Well, so... I guess it's different too for me because I live alone and this is the first time in my life I've ever lived alone, which is actually like very weird. Like even growing up, me and my sister were besties. I lived in the sorority house in college. I was the pledge trainer. Like I was always surrounded by people. When I moved to Nashville, I had like 5 roommates. I had 2 dogs. Like it was just a thing. But I got to the point where I was working from home and I was like, and the money I've made, I want to invest. So I'm like, I'm going to just be an adult and like buy a home. Well, that was like in October. So it's taken me. And even when I was living alone, I was never like alone. I always had friends over, or I was spending a night with friends. Like I was out and like out and about like every single night, whether it was drinking or not, I was going out, you know, like to events or work events or music shows or something. So it's been really interesting for me not being able to go anywhere, having to be at home and having to really sit with myself. I don't know if there's been a lot of people that are quarantined alone, but I will tell you, man, but it's been good. I've actually had a lot of breakthroughs for like business wise, like a lot of things that I was saying.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like,
are there any that you can share?
Yeah, for sure. Like I felt like I realized that I was just not using my time as efficiently as I really thought I was. Like I'm very strategic, like business wise, because I always tell people like I'm a creative and I'm not going to try to sit here and like front, like I know what's best for like the business side of things or like delegating, or like I just create content. Like truly that is all my brain is thinking about. Like I don't think about like the other stuff. So I've had to like learn how to like adapt and hire people and get people to help me do things that I know I just kind of suck at. And so I feel like I have to be very scheduled because I'm very scattered by nature. So like the only way I can counterbalance that a little bit is to have some structure every single day. And I think that since I was always planning my days, I thought I was being way more efficient than I was. But now that I've really had this time to like not go, you know, dick around at like go work out for an hour and a half when really I could just do a 30-minute workout at home and then like get this project done. But I think I'm being productive because I'm going to the gym for 2 hours, but really I'm not moving the needle. It's a term called faux-ductive versus productive, like faux as an F-A-U-X.
Oh, I love that.
Faux-ductive is when you think you're being productive, but you're not. And I'm like the queen of that.
I love that term.
Isn't that good?
I'm the queen of that too, because there's such a difference between being productive and like efficient.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, are you like, you can be getting stuff done, but are you like efficiently getting it done?
Yeah.
You know?
And I also too, like feel like I was just giving so much of myself to other people and people that maybe aren't someone I consider like my closest circle of friends. And I feel like I just need to reevaluate, like, why, just because that person wants me to come help them take photos. But like, whereas like I have an assistant that takes all my photos for me. So like, that's something where like, I don't need to be running around doing that just because I want to like hang out and do, like, I need to be focusing more,
I feel that.
You know, like I was just doing too much, and it made me really take a step back and go, wow, even though I've been alone and this kind of sucks, I've gotten like, I launched my presets. I did a bunch of things that have been on my to-do list for 6 months in a week. I did it in a week because I wasn't allowed to leave. You know, I was like, oh, okay, that hits. That hits.
Yeah, it's crazy, like, too, how much I've realized that I don't need, like, I feel like I used to constantly be like, oh my God, I need to go to this event. I need to go to this workout class. I need.
Uh-huh.
When in reality, I really don't need to do any of those things. I just like make it up in my head and like make it up in the universe, like to like tell people I have to do this.
But, oh,
like,
for sure.
All the same things at home.
Yes, totally. Like, I'm like, wow, especially like, I feel like this is actually the healthiest I've ever been in quarantine. I know a lot of people will probably be like, no, but I'm also like, I'm not going to sit at home and drink alone because that's like scary and depressing. Yeah. Like, I'm like, well, I haven't been drinking, but I'm like, I don't like need to go out and like just be drinking every night just to be social. Like, I can just like FaceTime someone or call them or like do something or cook dinner or invite them over to my house. And like, I'm a good cook. Like, I feel like I've just had like a perspective on things, and I'm like, I was doing all these things just to do them every single night. And I'm like, I don't need to be doing all this running around.
Yeah. Like, it's such like, I feel like it's definitely put things in perspective.
Oh, for sure.
As like what's important and what's not.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like your own time and energy. That. It's valuable.
Even in LA. Yeah, completely. Even in LA, especially like going somewhere is not just like, oh, I need to run to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Like traffic, it's a whole like, oh my God, it's a whole event and it's a whole day's worth of like energy. So I think I'm going to be way more like strict with where I like allow myself to go.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, I feel like I haven't done as much self-reflecting just because I was like, I feel like the normal quarantine person, because I guess with my job, like, it hasn't really slowed down
because y'all are always at
home,
which
I've been so grateful for. But that's something I would like to do more, especially on the weekends, is be like, okay, like, let's take an hour to like journal or like do something I wouldn't normally do and like really take time to like focus on what I'm thinking and not try and like avoid that.
Yeah, I actually did like a course that might be like, it's not like, I don't know what the word is. I'll send you the information afterwards too, but I did a course. It's called To Be Magnetic, and it's like the energetics behind manifestation. And I did,
please send me it.
I will. It's really cool. It's not like a woo woo thing. It's not like anything. It is like truly like the science of manifestation, which is interesting to me because it can be applied through your own beliefs, which I like. Like, I like how you can take the information and then go your own way with it. But she's literally just like, this is actually how you manifest. And it's like, you manifest from your own self-worth. And so it's like, she gives you these journaling prompts every day that are like, what's something you've been wanting and like, why aren't you achieving it? But she like does it in a breakdown of so many questions. It's really cool. I did one that was called like Shadow.
So do you, Do you pay for it? Yeah, online thing,
it's like
what?
You pay for it, but it's like so affordable. I don't remember what it is because I like got like a membership because it was like $19 a month or something for it to do the membership.
Okay, got
but
it.
You could just buy like one at a time. But I was curious to do a couple.
I definitely want
to
try it.
You really should. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, there's been a few things like I feel like I'm been wanting to manifest, but it really looks at like sometimes how we actually like block ourselves from things because we're like, oh no, like. My content's not good enough, or I'm not good enough to do that, or I don't know the right people, or like you create these like excuses, and it's like a little like workshop that like you basically call yourself out on your own bullshit. It's really cool.
I love that.
I feel like
what is it called?
The creator's Lacey Phillips, and it's called To Be Magnetic. It's
okay. I definitely need to do that. I'm like queen of like making up stupid. Like I always use this excuse. I'm always like, oh, when I lose like 5 more pounds, that's when I'll upload regularly. Or I'll be like, oh, when my acne goes away, that's when I'll upload regularly.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
I do that stuff all the time and I'm so sick and tired of it. This quarantine has actually made me realize like, I don't care. I can't get anything done. Like no eyelashes, no nails, no nothing. Like I'm putting this shit up anyway.
Yeah, no. And totally. And that's the thing too. Like that you will really like that. That's what I did with Shadow. It was like things that I've been blocking myself. Like I was in the car with Shannon the other day and I was like, I've been so nervous to launch presets. Cause like, I was so worried. Like that's how literally the presets I use on my photo. But like, what if it doesn't look good on other people's photos, but people still ask me how I edit my photos. So like, I'm gonna put it out. But I was so in my head about it, like worried that it wasn't gonna look good on other people's photos. But I'm like, well, that's just like what I do. So I'm just gonna put it out. And if people like it, awesome. And if people don't, and like, even like Shannon was one that convinced me to DM that guy. And she's like, Grace, I don't know why you're so worried that like people aren't gonna like it or like this, or it's not good enough. Like you just gotta like throw it out there. You just gotta like do it. And I'm like, you know what? That's right. We're like quarantined.
What else was something you realized that you were like blocking yourself from?
I'm kind of the same way. Like, I feel like I've gotten a lot more to where I'll just talk. Like, even this morning, like, I've been up all night and I had like no makeup on and I was like really like swollen looking because I literally hadn't slept. And I was just like talking to my Instagram story because I'm like, this is just what I look like. Like, I feel like I used to be a lot more like wanting everything to look perfect. But like,
yeah,
since I've stopped doing that, people like reply to my stories all the time and they're like, you're just like so authentic and I like love it because I'm
the
like
the comments and the response I feel like is always way better when I like don't put time and effort
totally like people are, or people are like, oh my god, haha, like that's so like, I don't know, they just, even if it's just like a little commentary, like you can just tell people
it's
are
just
like
resonating
it's like connecting. And I feel like since I've kind of like let go a little bit because I know I was blocking myself being like, oh my god, I don't look like, I don't really look that great right now, or like I don't like feel my best, or whatever, or like my face is swollen, or like and then now I'm just like, whatever, I don't care, like it's just like rolling out. And I feel like all my story views, like everything is like up actually more than ever, you know, so it's like,
I love that. Okay, so 70% said that they have actually taken this time to self-reflect.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I know. Have you tie-dyed something during quarantine?
I actually haven't, but I feel like
really, I feel like you need to.
I know, I do. Like, I feel like it's funny. My assistant was trying to order me a tie-dye kit because she was like worried about me. She's like, anyways, I'm worried about you being alone. I was like, I am too, because she knows that I'm so like, she normally works from home with me, but she was obviously even quarantined from me as well. But I know I could.
I think it's like either $15 or $20 on
Amazon. I know. Well, the Amazon delay or orders are so delayed now.
If you get it, just do it in like one or 2 weeks when it gets there, and like you can do all like, we did like a bunch of white clothes we had, but we also ordered like white sweatshirts and stuff from Amazon.
Oh, so good. I need to do it.
It literally was so fun.
It's like fun. I think that's kind of my thing. Is like, I'm like, this would be like a fun like date activity or group activity, but it's like not really that fun to do by yourself. You know?
But you could get creative. You should like make TikToks out of it.
Make a little TikTok. I know. I have been using this time in quarantine too. I used to dance a lot and I really stopped, but I've been using, I even posted one the other day. My sister was like, I didn't even know you could hip hop dance. And I was like, I kind of forgot. Like,
I love your dancing ones.
It's not like I'm a good dancer, but it's just fun. Like, I stopped doing that.
No, it's so fun. 15% said yes, they've tie-dyed something. 85% said no. Have you downloaded TikTok yet? Obviously,
yes.
I feel like everyone I know and their mother, though, is finally like, oh, I actually like TikTok. And I'm like, told you guys.
I know. And now it's like getting to the point where like the first ones I posted would like pop off. And now they're all like just kind of like bleh. Because I feel like it's so like everyone's on TikTok now. I'm like, dang it.
No, I literally I think Alicia and I have cracked the code with TikTok. It, no matter who you are, it pushes your first like 1 to 5 videos because it wants you to think that you have the ability to go viral. So like TikTok's like, oh, we're going to push your first 5 videos that you've ever made so that you get a lot of response so that it makes you more inclined to make more TikToks.
Interesting. And then they just kind of drop off after that.
Yeah, I think that they'll still like, I don't know exactly what their
MO is. We don't know.
Goal is after that. Yeah. But I do think that for everyone, they do try and push the first couple TikToks that they actually create.
Yeah.
77% said yes, they've downloaded TikTok. I feel like it literally used to be like 77% hadn't.
Oh, for sure. Like before this, like,
yeah.
And now everyone's just popping off.
Yeah. You know, when like the literal, like the normalist, like white guy from back home downloads TikTok, like everyone has it.
Yeah,
you know,
12,000%.
Like the most average, like white guy from your high school.
I'm like,
like
Andrew.
TikTok, you're like, wait,
yeah. Oh my god, on TikTok? What?
Okay, have you posted a thirst trap to your close friends?
Okay, I've totally done that in the past. I haven't done it yet this quarantine, but I'm not above it. And I respect it. I respect the hustle, ladies. Let's keep it up.
Wait, I definitely feel like I have. And then I have. But like, can you explain to me why specifically you do it to your close friends? Because I have my own reasons. But do you want to explain yours?
Well, I feel like, well, for me, it was like kind of funny because like all of my close friends, like majority of them are girls. And there's like maybe 3 of like my, actually, no, there's probably like 5 to 7 of my guy friends, but they're all like guy friends. Like it's basically all people that know I'm posting a thirst trap and they'll be like, LOL, you're posting this for daddy, like at you. Like they're all like, we know what you're doing. So just kind of funny. Like Sarah's like, oh, okay. Like she, or she'll be like, this is a good one. Like Sarah Smith always calls me out on my BS. She's like, I know what you're doing. And I'm like, yeah. That's what I'm doing. It's like people that I don't care if like, and it's not anything really.
I'm going to start replying and be like, I know what you're
like,
doing.
Is this a thirst trap? Because like, it probably is. But like, I remember one time I posted one and like, I was like in the bathtub and Shannon was like, I liked that one. I was like, it was something like all our friends were out. And I was like, meanwhile, I was like at this like staycation. I was like in a huge bubble bath. I don't know.
Oh my God, I live.
What's your reasoning?
I feel like I post them on close friends because when you gain a few amount of followers on Instagram, you can't tell when
yes.
people view it.
No, that's true.
Like, because when you're, okay, when you have like the average, like 1,000 followers, like it's easy to like scroll and see if like John Doe saw your story that you're like trying to make him see, right?
Right.
But like when you have more than that, it's so much harder, especially when I post polls, like I used to see what John Doe voted and now I can't.
Right.
So like, now I'm
why can't we search
juicy.
I need to know, like
I know it's so stupid.
That should be a
now
thing.
I'm posting my juiciest of the juiciest polls on my close friends just to see what John Doe will vote.
Oh, I like it.
Or like what, because you want to see, like I know some influencers, I'm really calling out people here,
I love it.
I know some they'll post they'll post like their thirst traps on their close friends just to see if they saw. Like, they're like, oh, they viewed my close friends, so they obviously saw the story before this, which was my original thirst trap.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes they'll just post, like, an ugly photo on close friends just to see if they saw that, because then they'll know, oh, they definitely saw their original story.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I will only really post my thirst traps on close friends.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Just because, like, I also have, like, massive female audience, so, like, it just translates weird. If it's, like,
yeah,
you know, I'm like, well, this feels weird. Sorry to do that. You guys, I'm like me in a bikini. I'm like, what?
I know. Hopefully they understand the thirst trap.
Yeah,
thirst trap,
I think
lifestyle.
That they would support it. Like I could be like, this is a thirst trap. I feel like people would be like, we get it.
Yeah. I feel like, but normal people like don't really post their thirst traps on close friends. They'll just post it on normal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
because 88% said no, they haven't. 12% said yes. Which that's still a lot of people that voted yes. Okay, and then last thing that we asked, what's the best excuse to FaceTime a crush during quarantine? Do you have any?
Well, mine would be like to show off my puppy. It's just like easy. Clickbait.
Oh, that's good.
I'm like, I literally,
okay, these,
I've been doing that. Like, I hold that. I'm like, oh my gosh, Banks keeps like answering the phone. What? He's calling. I'm like,
oh
just like
God,
a puppy face.
That's so cute.
But that's like too easy. That's
he
not
literally
fair.
Is the cutest pup. I'm going to read some of these that people have said.
I'm ready.
Can't find the notes for class. Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Ooh, I like it. I respect it.
I had a question on homework and it's hard to explain over text.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that hard. This is hard to explain over text. That's a good. I'm going to use that line. It's yeah, too
yeah,
hard
yeah.
to explain.
It's hard to explain over text. Yeah, yeah.
Let me just call you.
I feel like I just, I mean, I truly am a FaceTimer, but I'm like, sorry, I'm not really text. I'm a FaceTimer.
I say that, and I genuinely am.
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
genuinely
that's
am
not
too.
A lie.
A lot of people are saying you're bored and don't know who to talk to, but I don't think that's a good excuse. I think that's like, I would be like, what? Like, I would rather you come up, make something up. Someone said needing help with homework, ask about online school or church stuff online. I miss seeing you. Oh, that's ballsy.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying schoolwork, needing help with work. I'm going to dye my hair and I need your help.
Wait, I have one for you, TK. So what do you do if you've been DMing someone and you're trying to take it from the DM to the text, but you don't have each other's numbers? Have you ever been in that situation?
Okay, so in that situation before, I think I've been like wanting to send a photo, and I'm like, hey, can I send you this so it's better quality over text? Like, I'll say that.
Oh, TK Juicy. I like it. I like
it. I for sure have done that. Or like, I'm trying to think about other like DMs.
Because, you know, that's a hard like... That's a hard segue, you know?
It is a hard segue. I mean, honestly, like, I've been really into the Snapchat game lately over this quarantine. I don't know what's gotten into me, but, like, I'm a Snapchatter now. It's crazy.
I love that about you. I can't keep up with the amount of platforms that I'm on.
I like that I can see, like, when they open it.
That's
true. I'm not good at replying to text, so it's, like, when I open it, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to reply.
Right.
Because... I'll forget.
Yeah. You're like immediately.
Yeah. I like think too much about like, oh, like, is this clever? Is this going to come off the right way? Like, do they understand my humor?
Yes.
Whereas like Snap, I can be like,
yeah,
like, I can like do a little like winking pose where I'm like pointing at them and they like understand the lingo.
Right.
Or, like what I'm trying to
There's
say.
There's like more of a gesture.
If I'm like joking. You know?
Yeah. No, I get that.
Also, you don't have to like to keep the conversation going. You don't have to be like in intense conversation the whole time. You can just like send a photo of like your orange that you're eating and like it'll still keep going.
Right. I know. Sometimes it's like, yeah. Do I need to ask a question? Like there's a lot of thought. There's a lot of thought. Snapchat takes
also,
that away.
One last thing is you can be like, we have to keep the streak. Like if they're like, if they're not snapping much, be like, sorry, streaks. Like you can be like, oh my God, the streak.
Oh, wait.
And then they'll be like, oh yeah, we like have to talk.
You're like, we have to keep this going. I have to love yeah. you. Love you.
I love it. I feel like I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've done to like get from DM to the
digits.
Number.
Yeah, that's always a toughie. It's always like a, but TBD, we'll come back.
Or honestly, sometimes I'll be like, I'll just send my number. I'll be like, they'll be DMing and I'll be like, oh my God, like text me it or something. And I'll just send my number.
Yeah, just go for it.
Like, yeah, I feel like I'll send mine because it gives it in their, like, the ball's in their court.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's good, too. I like it. Just like, hit them with that. Yeah, just text
me. Just be like, oh, my God. Like, if it's, like, the end of the convo, I'll be like, oh, my God, love that. Like, text me so I have your number.
Oh, peace.
Yeah, like, it's not that deep. Okay, I'm trying to survive quarantine boredom. Everyone's saying bored. I don't like that. Let me see what else people are saying. Some people are saying, like, say, sorry, I accidentally pressed your contact, which I think that's a lame excuse, too.
I accidentally called you.
Oh, this is good.
What is
it? How do you set up a Nintendo Switch? Like, to be like, oh, my God, I'm setting up my Switch. Can you help me?
Oh, wait. That is really good. Dang. That's hilarious. I buy a Nintendo Switch just to make a call. I'm like, wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, like, don't have one, but I'm like, this is a good reason to call someone.
Oh, you need a gift idea for your best friend. That's a good one. Someone said, just straight up call them. No excuse. Be juicy and bold, baby.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I feel that. Someone said, I was just checking in on you. I was worried this whole self-isolation would bring you down.
I would do that, too. That's good.
I know. I just want to check in on you. Like, I'm such a good friend like that.
I'm just checking in. Just, like, super worried about you. Actually, now that you said that, I've had a guy do that to me. I'm like, was he trying to slide in? Huh. Okay.
Probs. Someone said, like, you could, like, eat lunch together, like, via FaceTime.
Huh. I like that, too. I'm trying to go on a virtual.
Since leaving school.
Oh, I'm trying to go on like a virtual date. I'd be down for it.
Do it. I feel like I'll FaceTime and have like the dumbest question, I'll be like, hey, or like have a story to tell them. Like a lot of times I'll be like, oh my God, I thought of you and I've been meaning to tell you this. That's what I'll do that. I'll FaceTime and be like, oh my God, this happened. I've been meaning to tell you. And then I'll tell the story and then we'll end up FaceTiming for like an hour and it's lit.
And it's lit. You're like, and I just slid in. But it's like
not planned. Like I have it planned in my head, but they don't.
The things that like, it's like the story that I have to build myself up. I'm like, this is my reasoning and here's why. But hey, whatever it takes.
Like, oh, this reminded me of you. And then like that, I'll be like, hey, guess what happened? So then you have like something to immediately talk about. And they'll be like, hey, what's up? And I'll be like, oh my God, I have a story to tell you. And then you tell the story and then you end up talking about something else.
And you're like, I love you.
I know. Yeah. You're like, so when's our next FaceTime date?
Yeah. So like, call me whenever.
Okay. Well, our time is running up here.
I'm sad. I love talking with you. I could do this all day.
I know. We need to FaceTime more.
I know. I want to just catch up on your life, but we'll do that outside of here.
Same. Well, thank you so much for being on the pod.
Oh my gosh. Grace. Thanks for having me. I just love you. I love what you're doing. I love the pod. I love everything, all the content. Keep it up.
No, like I'm proud. Actually, like, when people ask me like my favorite influencers, like you're always in the top. Like I, to this I day, like you.
I'm honored.
I'll go to your page for inspo. Like I save literally every photo.
Oh, TK.
I'm such a fan.
I'm a fan of you. Yeah, we're like us, each other's number one fans.
No, I'm serious. People that are listening, if you haven't already checked out Anna Grace's Instagram, please go follow. What's the at?
At Anna Grace Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L. And that's me across all platforms. My favorite.
Yes, it's literally my favorite Instagram account. She's so authentic. She's so cool. Like, her style is like everything I've ever wanted. So go follow her.
Thanks, TK. I love you.
Is there any way, anywhere else people can follow you? Like, you can pimp yourself out?
No, well, I'm at Anna Grace Newell. I've been doing more of the TikToks, more of the styling, more random stuff there on TikTok. And then my blog is newlyag.com, which is just like a play on my name, Anna Grace Newell, but flipped. So it's newlyag.com, which is like my blog, which is where everything lives. So all my fits.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Pulls, because without following me, you can't be a part of the podcast. And that's just the best damn part. That's
the best part. It's my favorite part.
Yeah. And make sure you're staying inside. Wash your hands. Social distance. You know the drill. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.